I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The world's eyes are on the Islamic State right now, and that's allowing Nigeria's Boko Haram to work under the radar. They've already established the beginnings of an African caliphate, yet we've never seen more Muslims coming to Christ than we're seeing right now.
I've met many from these kinds of groups that have had a dream or vision of Jesus or found a Bible and became Christians, and they become amazing evangelists. So we need to continue to pray that God will get a hold of the hearts of the enemies of the gospel and turn them around.
Next, remember that place called Crimea? Russia took it away from Ukraine in March. Now, Forum 18 News says churches in Crimea are being forced to re-register with the Russian government. At our website, Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock is bringing us up to date on the new challenges facing believers. For now, keep this in mind as you pray for Crimea.
Sometimes we give too much credit to man in making life difficult, but we need to fall back on understanding that a sovereign God is saving a people for his own possession and declaring his glory among the nations.
And you're depressed and need help, but so does everybody around you. So what do? Summer of Hope 2014 with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries mobilized Native American youth to reach out to several reservations where this is a reality. Brad Hutchcraft of RHM says they saw God moving.
We got to see 788 Native Americans begin a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and they're going back to these hard situations. They're going back to the homes where there are drugs and alcohol, where there are people who are depressed and considering suicide.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Great Prayer, Great Power by Peter Danica Sr., SGA's founder. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.